Hi friends and family, this is Tsunami and I'm coming at you to let you know that Anchor is a big deal. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. First and foremost, it's free. Who doesn't like free stuff, right? There's a creation tool that allows you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or your computer. Wow. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it could be heard all over the world. Places including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything. I love it. I mean, it's a networking tool. It's a way to vent if you want to rant, if you want to talk about your day. I mean, it's wonderful. It's an outlet. And I love it. It is everything. So you need to make a podcast. And you can make it in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Anchor.fm. That's ANCHOR.FM.
Hi everyone, this is a prophetic word and I'm also going to share two dreams I had in regards to this topic. So the scripture I'm gonna talk about is Matthew 10:36, and a person's enemies will be those of his own household. And some versions even say, even though they speak peaceably to you, you know, don't believe them and stuff like that. So this is a prophetic word and a warning. The closer that we get to our promise, we need to make sure that we are not giving out information to people that contact us out of the blue. I actually felt led to change my number a few months back just because I felt like you could just see a spirit on somebody when they reach out to you and they want to know something, but they could care less about you. They just want to know what you're doing. And I had a lot of people like that. So I actually just changed my number just to completely block that communication. Because again, it's a monitoring spirit and it's something that is going to cause more issues keeping it around versus getting rid of it early on. So probably like a few days ago, I was contacted by a family member. And before I contacted, before I texted them back, I felt God like really like lay it on me, and I can feel when it's him or when it's like the enemy trying to like do something. But like I felt like a sense of like, do not share any information. And this specific family member, I actually moved out of the area a while back. This specific family member basically just tried to invite themselves to my house, and I was just like, so I initially said yes, because I'm just like, sometimes I can be very passive in my life. I'm just like, yeah. And then as soon as I put the phone down, God had me. I can feel when I'm in like a spiritual headlock and it's from God. Like he was like, no, go tell her that you do not need any visitors right now. So I actually texted the person back and I was like, yeah, you know what? I just moved out here. So I kind of just don't want to, you know, have company and stuff like that. And she was like, oh, okay. So then the whole energy changed and God was like, you need to stop. It's kind of like Abram and Lot. You know what I mean? God was trying to do something really good with Abraham, and he kept trying to drag Lot along with him. And it's like, you know, me, I'm not dragging anybody, but some people just want to tag along in your life just to see what's going on. And then it's like when something bad happens, they don't want to, you know what I mean, they don't want to help or anything. They just want to get the satisfaction of seeing you fall. So I'm going to tell you about a situation I had. I actually gave a family member at my old job a position, a high position, because I was working very hard at my job. And so before I gave them a job, after they begged me multiple times, God revealed to me in a dream. And in the dream, it was that specific family member standing over an edge, and I was actually down in a pit, and they were cursing at me. So they were basically loudly speaking profanity. And so I woke up from that dream and I remember thinking, wow, that's weird. Like I never thought about it, but I had so much going on with work, I didn't even think about, you know, that actually coming to pass. And so God was basically showing me, like, you just opened up your door, opened up a door for you to become Joseph, because that is exactly what happened. You know, I allowed for a family member to come into a workplace environment that I thought that they would be of help to me, and they actually were gunning for me and were the reason, they were the main reason why I actually put my resignation letter in. So I say that to say this, that some of our family members are jealous because we are going to receive blessings that they actually rejected. When it comes to Jacob and Esau, Esau was the older brother, and we all know that the older brother is supposed to receive a blessing, the marriage blessing, any type of blessing. It usually goes to the oldest first. But before they were born, God said that the older will serve the younger. So you may have family members, and it doesn't even have to be siblings, that will be jealous that you actually decided to yield to God and want better for your life. So when you receive the blessing, they're going to be jealous, but it's the same blessing that they actually themselves rejected. And so God was showing me that there's always going to be a sense of jealousy there. Like, it's not going to go away, because again, they're going to see the same thing that they rejected, you receiving it, and they're going to be, it's going to be vexation to themselves. Like, they're going to be more mad at themselves, but again, it still will be there. It won't go away. And God showed me the revelation, like, you know, when Joseph, when it happened with Joseph and his younger brother Benjamin, the older brothers watched Joseph give Benjamin more, because Benjamin didn't do anything to betray him. So again, even though God wants us to forgive them and to, you know, not isolate ourselves away from them, we still need to be aware that even though, you know, we're getting blessed and we're supposed to bless them, they're still not going to be satisfied, because in their mind, they should have had that, but they chose not to have it. So they got to work that out between them and God. And then, so for the second dream I had, it was me, and I was walking up towards my mom. It looked like I was going to visit my mom. And so she was smiling at me, and then I was walking up towards her. And then another family member was walking this way past me, and she had on a green shirt, a black skirt, and then black knee-high boots. And she was also carrying a purse. And so when I saw her outfit, I looked down and I was like, yo, what am I wearing? So I looked down and I had pants on. And so I remember my mom just calling me in, and I remember I just started like quickly running towards her to go hug her. And then that was the end of the dream. And so God was saying that some of these, you know, some of your siblings, instead of going about life the right way, waiting for marriage, they have been very promiscuous, you know what I mean, having kids outside of marriages, you know, just not doing what they should be doing. And then the symbolism of the purse shows that they don't even know their own identity. They didn't own, they, you know what I mean, they have secret hidden agendas towards you, and they themselves don't know their own identity. They don't know that they have the ability to choose to be a child of God, but they're refusing. So again, it's the way she was dressed was very adulterous. And adultery in the Bible signifies, like, you know what I mean, going after other guys, going after other gods. So that might mean, like, you know, chasing men instead of chasing God, you know what I mean, chasing money instead of chasing God, you know what I mean, the idols of their life, that's what they're going after, versus, you know what I mean. So when I looked down and I had pants, God says, I'm fully clothing you. You're going to have clean garments on. You're going to be dressed for success. You know what I mean? You are not going to be like them. And so when it comes to the relationship, I know for me, God will always keep someone steady in your life to make sure that you have somebody that is really for you. And for me, it's probably been my mom. My mom is somebody that I have always been very close to. And again, we can probably, my siblings would probably say, oh, well, your mommy's favorite because I'm the youngest. But again, it's like, I think that God will allow us to start seeing the hidden things that we didn't see when we were younger about, you know, just family dynamics that we never realized. Now he's going to start showing us that. So that way, when we get our kingdom marriage and we get our kingdom promise, that we aren't ourselves doing that and taking that into the next generation. You know what I mean? Jealousy is going to stop with us. You know what I mean? Our kids and stuff and our sibling, our children will not be jealous of each other. They will all be godly offspring. And so basically breaking a generational curse is going to have a lot of family members rise up against you. And I've already, I've been through years of this. I could tell you guys stories like for days, but it's coming to an end. The spiritual warfare for the promise is coming to an end. So again, just practice discernment on who you are communicating with in these past few days. Privacy is something that you want to definitely value in this season. I don't have any social media or anything, but you know, I got the YouTube channel and they monitor in this for sure. So I would just say be careful what you're sharing. You know what I mean? You don't want to prolong the period of waiting any longer than it has to. But again, take this to God. And if this word is for you, he will also speak this to you. But thank you and have a nice day. Bye.